Welcome to another episode of the Crazy Town Podcast. My name is Jonas. I'm your host, and I'm here with
TNT Dynamite, the explosive one. TNT Dynamight. What's going on, Jonas?
TNT. Oh, nothing, dude. Just hanging out and doing the podcast with you. Yep. Can you see the shit-eating grin on my face through my mask?
I can imagine it there.
That's awesome, because it wasn't there. I was frowning at you. Well, no. What's new, man? What's good with you?
Nothing, I guess, man. You know, I just do my life type things. Just yeah. Life.
Yeah. All right, yeah. New week, new news, new stories?
Yeah, urinating, eating.
Yeah. Coitus?
No.
Nah. Coitus free life.
Synthesizing long chain.
What's that? Glucose? Involuntary abstinence?
Involuntary? I'm not an incel. That's what you're saying.
No.
If anybody's an incel, sir, it's you.
What, dude? Wait.
You're way closer to an incel than me.
Wow, dude. That's not nice.
No, I treat women like the beautiful and intelligent and unique creatures they
are. Why am I the incel?
I don't know, because you use the B word a lot.
Whatever. No, I don't. Thank you so much for joining us on the Crazy Town Podcast. If whether you're watching us live, twitch.tv/CrazyTownMedia live. Use the W word, not the B word.
Both of them.
No, I don't.
You do.
You drop the B's all the time.
I do it in ironically
all the time. Where did your bitches go? Always.
That's a song.
Yeah, dude. I feel. Yeah, huh? Anyways, or on Spotify or iTunes. Find us there, Crazy Town Podcast, damn. Or on our YouTube channel, Crazy Town Media.
You got me with the yaha. I have no comeback to that. I don't.
You can't.
Touché, sir.
All right, man. Anything you want to touch on before we get going?
I do want to say one thing.
All right, say it.
Me and Jonas looking in the index for some hot rough necks for some hot butt sex.
Are we?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that we were doing that.
You're supposed
thanks.
To say, why would you go with that bar?
Thanks for letting me know.
Yeah.
What was that song you were talking about the other day? Never heard of? The one that was like a 25th anniversary?
Very helpful. Oh, Knuck If You Buck!
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
10 years since Knuck If You Buck.
Dude, I can't believe
Knuck
it.
Knuck If You Buck, right? I'm not going to go any further. That's basically the whole song. So
yeah, yeah.
It is.
Yeah, all right. Good deal. So, all right. We're going to rock, paper, scissors. See who goes first or what?
Yeah, sure.
All right. 1, 2, 3, go. 1, 2, 3. We got to do the server ring.
You patronize
yeah,
me.
Dude, right.
I'm ready. You just go a little fast like your hands go. You slow it down. You ready?
Yeah. 1, 2, 3. Finally won. Oh, scissors always loses with us.
Dude, I was looking into your mind's eye.
Yeah, you're feeding into the eye. Anyways.
All right,
what you got, man? What's first?
So we'll start out with some science, and then we'll get into some fun stuff. All
dude,
right,
I
guys.
Love science.
Yeah, a little science for you.
Is
first.
This Bill Nye?
No, it could be.
Okay, cool.
I'm sure he has something to say about it.
I'm sure he does too.
So a company called Solar Foods.
Oh, I heard this actually. Yeah, okay. This is cool. Yeah.
So a company called Solar Foods, they came up with an idea called Saline's Bioprocess.
Yes.
Which is a way they can convert CO2. Water and electricity and use that to make a protein-based powder.
Yep, I saw that. They basically create food out of thin air.
Out of thin air, they create food. So
insane.
It's a flour-like protein dust, I guess?
It'd be like a protein powder you put in a protein shake, kind of.
Yeah.
Similar.
And it's 50% protein, like 5 to 10% fat, and 20 to 25% carbs. So it's even better for you than like what normal flour would be.
Yeah, dude, something seems wrong about that.
What?
I don't know. Something. How can you make food out of air?
Dude, we will live forever if we can make food out of air.
Absolutely.
Because the air is the one resource, and especially CO2.
Yeah, plenty of that,
yeah,
dude.
It's endless.
We won't need trees anymore. We'll kill all the trees, turn the extra CO2 into food.
What will we breathe?
The oxygen.
From where?
From the trees.
That we killed.
But we're pulling the CO2 out of the air.
Yes.
To make food, the only thing left is going to be oxygen.
We intake the oxygen and we put off CO2.
Right.
You know how
and if we take the CO2 and make food with it, then there's only oxygen left.
But where's...
It evaporates from the water.
You don't know how
I'm not trying to confuse
photosynthesis.
That's a black hole we're going into right there.
Photosynthesis means nothing to you, huh?
Yeah, it's just it's a byproduct of plant breath.
Yeah. So if we kill all the plants, then
trees, dude, they're still plants.
You know what?
Anyways.
Fine. We'll kill all the trees, whatever the fuck you want.
Tear down the rainforest.
Yes, Jonas. I'm sure everybody's on board with this idea.
I'm just being an asshole. Anyways.
Anyway, apparently, as far as it tastes a little bit like wheat flour.
Okay.
But it does have a lot of great things that are associated with it. Now, this company plans to actually do a full-fledged rollout of this product in 2021.
Yes.
Yes. So it's very much on the horizon. And in fact, I remember we actually talked about this story in 2018 on a very early episode of the podcast.
Did we really?
We did.
God, I usually remember.
It hit me in the mind because I was like, I've already read this story. And then I was like, oh, no, they're rolling it out very soon.
Nice. I saw they plan to feed like 9 billion people with it or something.
Yeah.
So basically everyone.
Yeah.
There's only 7 billion people now, and they plan on feeding more than there isn't even available.
Yeah, they're gonna feed a ton of people off of this, especially countries where, you know, like maybe agriculturally there's an issue, because this takes no agricultural limits at all. You can do it anywhere, because all you need is oxygen, the correct you could just build a box and just start making your own
world,
dust.
Dude, fucking tear it up.
So
Did we just solve world hunger?
It seems like it, honestly.
Can we invest? Because this company is going to blow the fuck. I'll put $1 in and it'll turn into $1 billion.
That's what's going to end up happening. But I'm kind of on board, dude. I want to taste some air meat or something.
Dude, I would smash some air meat.
Like, what can you do with it? It's like flour, so you could make air cookies.
Dude.
Did your mom ever tell you to eat air sandwiches?
Only when we were really poor.
Wow, Jonas. Personal. But I just thought it was a great story to bring to the table, just because I like the science shit, and anything vegan I'm going to be for, and I think this constitutes.
Is that vegan?
It's air, dude. It literally hurts
nothing more vegan than air.
Yeah, unless you want to start standing up for electrons.
Dude, you know, I would like to have an air-based pizza.
And I'm sure it'll happen.
A crust out of air.
Yeah.
Throw some sauce on it.
Now, it does have fat content.
How is that possible?
And it does have carbs, but it's way less carbs than, like, wheat flour.
How's the air have fat?
Dude, I don't know. They use a process where CO2, they combine CO2, water, nutrients, and vitamins, but it uses 100% solar energy, and that gives it the nutrients.
Oh, okay.
So it's almost like we're using photosynthesis in a way to just activate the carbon.
Dude, they're like, here's a jar of nutrients. Turn this shit into flour.
I don't know how it's happening, man. It makes no sense to me, but I'm not.
Dude, if we were smart enough to have it make sense to us, we'd be the ones making it, and we'd be the billionaires.
And that's why you come to us to get misinformed.
Hey, you know, you can take our story and then read about it from the real news. Because that's misinformation, too. So just, no matter what.
Just remember you heard it here first.
Remember this. The first place. No one else has talked about this but us. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah.
This is brand new breaking news. You and the scientists have a...
Hey, stay off of Reddit right now. Put your phone down.
Yeah, Hey, don't you dare go on there.
All right, Jonas, you're up, man.
I'm up! Hey, man. Do you have any grandmas left?
Yes.
Aren't grandmas awesome?
Yes.
Fair enough.
Did you want more?
No, I just wondered if you had one. I have 2 grandmas left.
Congratulations.
And they're great. I love grandmas.
Are they great grandmas?
I had a great grandma. She passed on.
That's usually what happens to them.
Yeah, truth.
They give you the great and then you...
So, I want to touch base on this story because of the tragedy that struck this past weekend.
Oh, yeah, man. Big up to the people who lost their... Well, I mean, not big up, but our condolences to the families that lost people.
Yeah, Dayton, El Paso, within 14 hours or some shit of each other? It's crazy, dude.
It's awful.
You know, I think I read somewhere there's been more mass shootings in the United States this year than days in the year. But a mass shooting constitutes, I think, like 3 or more deaths or something.
That is true. I heard that they had just 47 cases of shooting in Chicago over like the last week.
Oh, yeah. Their level one trauma was turning people away because there was like 53 people shot and like 7 died. Chicago was like,
I think 17 people died.
Urban war zone, dude.
It's crazy. I didn't think it was that bad, honestly.
I think it has I want to look it up, but it has a ridiculous – it's like something crazy like 13 a day or something stupid like that.
I don't know if they're worse than D.C. because I hear D.C.'s pretty bad too.
Yeah, Chicago has like really got crazy over the last few years. So
it's unfortunate.
Yeah, it's crazy. The world's out there. People are just taking guns and shooting motherfuckers.
The thing is, Jonas – is that this is gonna sound political, but
all right.
If they make guns so that only bad people can have guns,
yes,
then only bad people will have guns.
Right, and I feel the same way, because the only thing to stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun.
All right, whatever, dude.
Dude,
I'll go.
What stops a bad guy with a gun? Good guy with a gun.
All right.
So if only bad guys have guns,
that just sounds like some MAGA rhetoric, though.
I really don't. Okay, I got you. Okay. All right, but I mean, it's truth, though. Like, I get it. Like, I'm not any sort of political whatever. But like, the bottom line is
political whatever.
It isn't the gun that's killing the person. It's the person shooting it.
Guns don't kill people. People kill people.
NRA. Like, that's not like an NRA advocate
right
now. Yeah,
and if you're out there shooting people, fuck you.
Right, dude.
All right.
Yeah, unless you're a cop killing criminals who try to kill kids and shit.
That's a whole nother bottle of soap right there.
I know, dude. Soapy waters. So anyways, speaking of mass shootings, there was a grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
She helped prevent a mass shooting.
How does she do that, Jonas? What did she do?
Her grandson, 19-year-old Lubbock, Texas man,
mm-hmm,
came to his grandma and said, "Hey, grandma, you know what I think I'm going to do? I bought an AK-47, and I'm going to shoot up a hotel and then kill myself."
Why wouldn't you tell somebody that?
Especially your grandmother.
That's a cry for help.
Oh, well, right.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't care how much I love my grandma, I wouldn't be mad if she fucking told on me because I was going to do some crazy shit.
No, she obviously had his best interest in mind. So what did she do?
Well, she convinced him, instead of doing that, to go to get professional help. Commit himself to the hospital. Basically a suicide watch.
That's a good idea.
Right. Well, the problem was, when he got out, they arrested him, obviously. But
for terroristic threats.
But here's what they got him for. Possession. They didn't arrest him for intent because they can't prove he intended to do it.
Okay.
They arrested him for lying on a gun application, which is a 5-year felony because he listed an address that he was evicted from on the application to buy the gun legally. So they had to get something to arrest the guy for because it was all hearsay.
That's the same thing that happened to Kodak Black, Jonas.
Is it really? I don't think that's true.
That is true.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. He lied on the application, so he put his ass back in jail.
Yeah, that was like, I saw a story the other day that like there was a man who blew up a plane, and they realized that it wasn't a federal crime to blow up a plane. So what they got him for was one count of murder from someone he killed on the plane, and that was a capital crime, so they could... take him for that. So instead of charging him for blowing up the plane and killing a bunch of people, they charged him with like the one count of murder that was capital.
So what if he had blown up the plane and everybody survived?
That would be a miracle.
Then he'd just be like, "You can go, sir."
If you exploded a plane,
you
and
dirty
however so-and-so. Many people fell from the sky to the ground and no one died, they'd just let you go. Probably.
They just said it wasn't a crime.
Yeah, right. So. No, not a federal, not a, a capital crime where they couldn't go for death or something. Anyway, so they did. The grandson knew they were coming. He laid everything out in the bed so they could confiscate it. He had an AK-47, 17 magazines full of ammunition.
Oh, he was ready.
Knives, a black trench coat, black tactical pants, and a black T-shirt that said, "Let 'em come."
Let them come.
No, let 'em come. E-M.
Let 'em come.
Let 'em come. He was hoping Eminem would come together.
Was it the 4-letter come or the 3-letter one?
C-O-M-E.
Okay.
He was hoping Eminem would show up and rap battle him. No.
Yes, man.
Let M come. Get it? Hot. Making light of a
I want to know what makes pants tactical.
I think they're like...
What do I add to my jeans to make them tactical?
A bunch of pockets and straps and shit?
I want some tactical pants.
You can buy some at the Army-Navy store.
I refuse to ever wear tactical pants.
Dude, you can get like compartments to put like magazines and hammers and shit, dude.
Oh my god. All right, I guess.
It's like army pants, dude. Army dudes have pockets galore because they got to have all their
What?
Stuff.
Okay, so what's the delineation? Where's the line drawn between like cargo pants and tactical pants?
Well, cargo pants have like two pockets. That's it.
Yeah, you come here for the hot takes.
Tactical, I'm sure they got straps and bells and whistles and built-in compasses.
A nice pair of cargo jeans. You can.
Yeah, but there ain't like a gun holster on them. There's a gun holster on.
You,
I think
you have like a gun pouch right there.
Yeah, that's safe. Safety off, just in the cargo pocket. So, grandma saved the day. Too bad all these other motherfuckers don't have a grandma to save their day before they start shooting up motherfuckers.
That's very true, Jonas. Somebody you need to check on your friends, man.
You know what I hate?
What's
people
that?
Who hate other people. No, just kidding.
That was beautiful, Jonas. Wait, this has been a PSA from Jonas.
Does that mean I hate myself because I hate people who? Oh my God! It just came full circle. I'm just fucking around.
You're into Although they are Boros.
Anyways, what you got, friend?
Oh, you're okay. That was a good story, Jonas. Yeah. I like it when lives are saved.
Me too.
All right, Jonas. We're gonna talk about Mr. DJ and the story of the McChicken. All right.
DJ McChicken, is that his name?
Yeah. Have you ever been to a McDonald's, Jonas? What do you like to get from there?
What are they?
A McDonald's.
What are those things?
Like if you're going there, shut up. If you go there, what do you get? What do you get?
Oh my God. I can't even tell you the last time I ate at a McDonald's.
You like their chicken?
Their
fries. Fries are all right. That's usually what I have to get.
Usually I get either a chicken nuggets or a double cheeseburger.
Nothing beats a 20-piece with sweet and sour on the side, Jonas.
And a large-ass fry, 1,400,000 calories all at once.
Hey, you got to get them some.
Gullet.
Got to get them calories from somewhere.
Yeah, right?
So a police officer who is going by DJ to protect his anonymity, he walks into a McDonald's and he gets his usual order of a McChicken, a small fry, and 6 chocolate chip cookies. Came to about $4.50. I don't know how that happens. Maybe they've already been using this protein CO2 powder for years.
How the hell is that $4?
I don't know,
dude. What McDonald's is he going to do? I need to go there. That's a cheap meal.
Cookies are like $2, man.
Oh, I bet you some little... Them little cookies.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Mini cookies.
All right, so after he bought his food, he took it and he put it in the refrigerator because naturally you buy the food and then you put it in the refrigerator because that's where the flavor infuses.
Yeah, nothing better than refrigerator cold McDonald's fries, let me tell you what.
If you really want to get full flavor infusion so that it permeates the semi-permeable membrane of deliciousness,
God,
put it in the refrigerator, take it out 4 hours later, heat that ish up, and it's delicious, dude.
God, dude, I can't wait to I'm going to do that when we get done doing this.
You're going to go to McDonald's and just toss some
food. And then eat it tomorrow morning for breakfast.
So on his lunch break, he heated up in the microwave as normal, opened the sandwiches, and he noticed that there's a bite mark in his sandwich.
I did hear about this.
Now, this is disgusting. He is a police officer.
Right, right.
And you know that there's people fucking Antifa. They're all about, like, sticking it to the man.
You fucking with cops' food and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, cops, there's been many times that cops have found spit or their food tampered with. And honestly, if you work in this industry where you're serving people food, you got to have some accountability.
Oh,
accountability.
Well, it's a felony to fuck with food, dude.
Yeah.
Like all those stupid people licking fucking ice cream and shit, they are felons at that point.
Exactly.
Anyway.
So the cop, knowing that this was a felony, returned the sandwich to the McDonald's. They offered him free food in return, but no, he wasn't having that. He's got boys in the back. He's a cop. He can just call.
He's got the SWAT team in the parking lot.
Yeah, so naturally he decided that he's going to go on with the investigation. Indianapolis Police Department started actually using police resources to investigate this.
Interviewing people, watching security footage, all that sort of shit. Okay, manpower is used.
So.
Oh, God. I know what happens. I know the story. This is great.
Let me just read real quick what he said, because it's pretty funny. I started to warm up my McChicken, and I noticed several small bites on my sandwich. I didn't eat it, nor the people around it. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to that McDonald's to see if I can get this taken care of. And I went to McDonald's and talked to the supervisor. He offered me some free food. I didn't care nothing about that. I just wanted to find out the person that did it so I could deal with that in the appropriate way. So naturally, they started putting the police on the case. And then they released another statement after
TNT Dynamite, what could that statement have said? They found the culprit, right?
Of course they found the culprit.
Son of a bitch. It was, justice.
It was that dirty McDonald's worker guy.
Yeah.
It was not.
Oh.
Last week, a Marion County sheriff officer employee purchased a McChicken sandwich from the McDonald's location at 3828 West Morris Street in Indianapolis.
Oh.
The employee took a bite of the sandwich upon starting his shift at the Marion County Jail, then placed the sandwich in the refrigerator in a break room. He returned several hours later, having forgotten that he had previously bitten his own damn sandwich, and he wrongly concluded that the McDonald's restaurant employee had tampered with his food because he is a law enforcement officer.
Oh,
pulling out the old Blue Lives Matter a little preemptively.
Yeah,
are we?
How much are they charging for all the wasted resources?
Nothing, dude. He's a cop.
Oh,
he apologized to the McDonald's.
Oh, okay.
What more
do you
want?
That's free press, dude.
So, pretty crazy, Jonas.
Yeah,
how
dude.
Do you forget you take a bite of a McChicken? Because if I take a single bite of a McChicken, I know. You know, down here, you know.
Yeah, when you've dude, into you ain't a forgetting about that. It's like when you take one bite of burrito at Taco Bell.
Well, you know, bean burritos are all right, I guess.
Yeah, dude. I just...
What? Nothing?
Like, how, dude?
He's baffled.
Like, how?
You've been absent-minded. You've had, like when you walk into a room and you forget why you've walked into the room, right?
Yeah, dude. Are you sure?
We've all lost our keys or, you know, an item that we know, a cord that you need for something.
Yeah, dude. Oh, I can't tell you how many times I go, I literally just have this in my hand. Where the hell is it?
You never forgot that you bit a sandwich? Never happened to you?
You know, one time I went to the restaurant, I took a bite of my sandwich, I went to the bathroom and came back. I almost fought someone. Because I thought they ate my sandwich. No, I didn't. Because that wouldn't fucking happen, dude. Because I ate it. It was me. I bit it. And I went and took a shit.
Did that happen for real?
No. Oh, really. Okay. That's all fake. All
right.
Real news here on the Crazy Cat.
You're
up. Like equivalent.
I get it.
So
you're up.
All right, man. So a couple weeks ago, we talked about the FTC, our Federal Trade Commission.
Fuck the co-lease.
Yes, that. they gave Facebook a big old $5 billion fine for breaking the privacy of every person in the world.
Yes, okay, I recall that.
So the FTC, they're sticklers, man. They get on you and give what you deserve when you do wrong.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, they can $4 billion fine.
Jackson's titty came out. The world was never the same.
No, dude, I can't even watch football anymore.
Yeah,
traumatized.
Ruined my life.
God.
Radio.
How dare you show me a titty?
God damn it. No one's ever seen one of those before. So I want to get into a new thing that's kind of controversial going on in the news right now.
What's that, J-Dub?
Equifax.
Equifax.
The credit bureau.
Dude, they sound like an evil committee.
Right?
The Equifax.
So here's what I think is kind of fucked up.
Versus
I mean, there's
the
many
MCU.
Things in the story that are fucked up.
Mm.
But Equifax.
Mm-hmm.
Is responsible for providing every American a score, your credit score, which determines if you get loans, what your interest rate is, all these. So that's a pretty important thing that has to do with the American people.
Yeah, you probably dealt with Equifax not even realizing it because they have a bunch of satellite companies as well.
Right. And like if you've ever went and got a car loan, a house loan, applied for a loan at a bank, they run your credit through Equifax. They need to be one of the most secure things this country has because it has a lot of bearing on what you can do in your life.
Fax Weinberg and the Weinberg 7.
Sure. Exactly. So they had a data breach, just like everybody else. You know, why would they need security?
There's a surprise, Jonas.
Yeah, 147 million people affected. The FTC's like, you know what? We're going to find the shit out of you, Equifax. We're going to teach you a lesson.
How dare you leak Americans'
God damn it.
Information.
So they're like, hey, I'll tell you what you're going to do. All these 147 million people, you have the option to either get $125.
Woo!
If you were affected,
$100.
If you had losses due to this, we'll pay you, I think it was up to $2,000 to recoup your losses.
Woo, 2 G's.
Or we'll give you free credit monitoring
for three whole years.
Yeah, they'll let you know when they fucked up and somebody got your credit info because of them.
They got you.
They got you, man.
They got you.
So, they, I was like, okay, let me check it out, man. I was like, I was part of the breach.
Were you?
I was.
You actually bought into this bullshit.
I know, right?
I knew you motherfuckers weren't getting shit. Keep going. I'm right. Sorry.
So, the problem was, so if you take like 147 million people.
Times $125.
Right, that's $18 billion.
That's a nice little lump sum for them to pay.
Bankrupted Equifax.
That's not my problem.
Truth. So they decided that.
Stop fucking
in
up.
In this settlement, they would allot a good chunk of money to pay these $125 fees.
Yeah.
$31 million.
$31 million times.
No.
No?
That's everybody's claim.
Oh.
They have $31 million to pay all those $125.
$31 million divided by $900 million. That's about 20 cents a
person.
Yeah,
dude. We will. Let's, I'll do the math real quick.
No, it's about 20 cents.
Because it was, say, $31 million divided by 125. That will pay 248,000 people that $125. Problem is, that's only one, I don't even know the percentage, very small amount. So now, they're like, for some reason, they thought, we didn't think people would go after free money.
Everybody went for it.
Right. So now they literally are begging people. They've sent people emails requesting they change their mind. When you go to apply, it literally says, you can do this, but we're warning you, you probably aren't going to get anywhere near that much.
Nope. They have to divide that amount of money between all of these people.
Yes. So realistically, what's going to happen, everyone's going to get like a nickel.
Yeah. I heard it was around 20 cents a person.
So when that actually happens, it's going to cause even more of an uproar because they're going to be like, oh, they fucked my credit and I get 20 cents. Boy, they really had to pay the price. Just like Facebook. Facebook really paid the price. What I read today, though.
What's that?
You ever seen the website Vice? They kind of like come at shit like with a weird angle, kind of come down hard on.
I've watched Vice.
Yeah, right. Same thing.
Deuces and Marrow?
I don't know.
Okay.
They're saying
Miami.
They came out with an article today that said the FTC should fine themselves.
Wait, why would they fine themselves?
Because the thing the FTC stands for.
Fuck the Coleys.
Yes. False and fraudulent advertising.
Uh-huh.
And basically what they did is advertise something that is no way in hell going to happen. It was the FTC.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Getting $125 a person when they knew damn well no one was getting $125.
That's true. Yeah.
So it's fucked up, man. the thing is, like, I don't even give a fuck about the money.
Eloquently said, though.
Like, I couldn't care less about the money. The problem is, it's like, our data is there. They're supposed to be the big companies protecting it. They don't, and nothing happens to them.
Yeah, essentially.
There's
man.
Not one person that could take the blame. Like, even, like, Zuckerberg and Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Zuckerberg. It's the corporation Facebook. It's not John Equifax. It's corporation, Equifax.
Yeah, that's the whole point of LLCs anyway, is to protect the individuals from being...
all of it, yeah.
Yeah. But, I agree it's a little messed up. The fact that our information is this basically out there for the pickings. This kind of stuff has been happening.
Oh, absolutely.
It's going to continue to
100%.
Happen. And it is because more people are online and people are just lackadaisical with the information. But things like this Equifax thing, there's what else can you fucking do?
Right.
Like, and they, you're basically in a Stockholm syndrome where you have to trust this entity, the corporation.
Right.
And there's nothing you can do.
Right. They're responsible for us getting credit, and they can't even protect our information.
I wonder, honestly, is like, are these corporations actually hiring the people to data mine this information?
Oh, I'm sure.
Because, like, who the fuck is using this information? Who's taking this information? And what are they using it for?
Well, I think
the only people that would be somebody who could benefit from
it. But I think what it is, I think what they say is happening is like foreign entities, like, you know, like say it's like Russians, Chinese, whatever, like foreign entities are trying to get our information, and then they sell that information to criminals to steal identities and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, I mean, this seems like...
A lot of work?
It seems like a lot of work, and to me, like, it just makes a little bit more sense that... Like, your information about your likes, and so that they can skew, like, advertisement to you, that is, like, the most valuable commodity in the business world.
Oh, that's the most valuable thing in the world today.
Honestly, it is.
It really is.
How can we get in your pockets faster? So yes. It only makes sense is that somebody's using this information to just get in your pockets, and it's crazy.
You know what I thought was kind of fucked up? I read an article about it. I don't remember if it was about the grandma guy that she turned in, or one of the guys that was the shooter from these two shootings this weekend. It said in the article, they're like, and when they went and checked his digital file, like, it was just like common, like, oh, like, I mean, right.
Jonas, man, the world is becoming a scary place, man.
Dude, Big Brother is real.
Ooh, facial recognition is a real thing.
Yes. Deepfakes.
Deepfakes are crazy,
deepfakes.
Too. It's a scary place anymore, man. Your information is just out there. And I'm not like a doomsday prep or anything.
Right.
I do consider myself to be a private person, hence the masks.
Yeah.
And I do consider myself to not like to be... Like, if I could just live off the grid, I would love it, Jonas.
You love the internet too much.
I do.
Right, yeah. Well, here's the problem. Everybody wants to be connected, but being connected has a price.
Mm-hmm. I don't do social media, though.
Yeah.
Jonas does. Hit him up on Jonas of the Crazy Town.
Yeah, very limitedly. I do limited social media.
But yeah, that is kind of nuts, man. Unfortunate.
Yeah, dude, for sure.
All right, one more story for me, Joni.
Cool, I got some quick hits to fill up the remaining time after it.
All right, Starnberg, Germany, Jonas. This is near Munich.
Okay. You ever been to Germany?
I have never been to Germany.
Okay, me neither.
I don't know anything about it, to be honest.
I've heard some things that happened in Germany before.
All right, so there was a school event going on at a high school.
Okay.
And some teens from another school.
Sons of bitches.
They attempted to attend the festivities.
Sounds like West Side Story.
I haven't even told you what happens yet. You're already making up a story. What else is going to happen? Tell me.
They start dancing. They're saying tie their wrists together. They have a knife. They're like, it's going to be a rumble.
Oh, dude, wrist knife fights, dude. Yeah. They don't do those anymore.
They should.
No, every show should have a wrist tied together knife fight.
Yeah, dude.
All right. So during this, the police were called, and there was one 15-year-old boy who was intoxicated.
Son of a bitch.
Now,
high school kids drinking alcohol now?
Yeah, Jonas, I'm about to blow your fucking mind right now.
Oh, my God.
In Germany, you are legal to drink with an adult present at 16 years old.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Okay, this was new to me.
I
thought it was kind of nuts, but we're going to go over it. So 16 years old, you're allowed to, or I'm sorry, 14 years old, you're allowed to drink with an adult. Pardon me. 14 years old, you're allowed to drink with your parents. At 16, you can drink beer and wine without parents.
Nice.
And at 18, you're allowed to consume spirits.
I bet the alcoholism there is low.
You know, it's not forbidden. Yeah, to a point, yeah. There was actually a case where a 16-year-old boy died in Germany from drinking 45 shots of tequila.
Well, that's stupid.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
Who would think that's a good idea?
But they, you know, I don't know exactly what their alcoholism rates are. I don't know. But whatever you want to do over there, you go right ahead.
Yeah, I mean, they do their thing, man.
Over here, we ain't having that shit. I was 12.
Wow. Anyway. I've never drank before.
So the police were the police were notified, and they came and they tried to break up the teens that had come to the school event.
Okay. Like disperse. Yeah. Yes.
This 15-year-old boy was so intoxicated that the police had to take him into custody. Obviously.
They had to carry him out.
Yeah, you can't expect a 16-year-old to be able to handle his alcohol.
Nope.
So they had to take him into custody to get him to kind of like sober up a little bit. Within an hour, a mob of 100 teens stormed the police station. They cannot stop all of us.
Oh, like Area 51.
They exactly. All they right. stormed the police station in an attempt to free their comrade.
He stopped all of them.
I don't know if they use comrade in Germany.
Did they stop all of them?
So what happened is that they started throwing rocks and bottles. And there was even a report of a police officer being kicked by one of these students.
Goddamn hooligans.
I know.
Rapscallions, right? I'll tell you what.
And this happened in an affluent neighborhood, too. This wasn't like a poor neighborhood. This was just rich kids drunk.
Fucking white kids. I'll tell you what.
It's Germany. They're all white, right?
That's true, I guess. Yeah, probably.
Sorry to my German listeners out there. It even got to the point where they had to call to nearby police stations in order to get backup because there was 100 of them.
Yeah, right.
And there's one police department. There's not 100 cops on duty all the time.
Right, yeah.
So two boys were arrested.
Oh, my God.
And the student that was too drunk to begin with, he was taken to the hospital because he started complaining of headaches.
Headaches?
You know, can't handle his alcohol.
Yeah, God.
But super crazy, man, that in a nice, rich German neighborhood,
they had a drunk mob.
They can do some American shit, too.
Yeah, boy.
Salute to Germany.
You gotta watch how you throw that hand. It might be a different thing. Especially when you're talking to
Germany. You gotta keep it close and tucked in.
Yeah,
so
you don't want to get the arm up too
Germany,
hard.
Germany! No!
All right, TNT. I got three quick hits for you.
What do you got?
I'm gonna let you pick the first one. We're either gonna talk about something that happened in Brazil, mm-hmm. Norway, or car theft.
Let's do Brazil.
Okay.
Brazil!
So, we all know that in countries outside the United States, soccer is a pretty popular sport. Number one sport in the world.
Football, Jonas.
Football, yes. The World Cup is one of the most watched things ever.
Facts.
So, it goes to say that even in prisons in other countries, soccer is a very important sport.
A football?
Football, yes. So, in Brazil, they decided this. In a prison, two rival gangs decided they would have a prison riot.
Ooh, the Capulets and the Montagues.
Yeah, dude. So they, they started fighting each other. They ended up setting some shit on fire. The police couldn't get there for a while because of the fires. They had to put them out. So after they had finished their gang war, they started to play a game of soccer.
Oh, cool. Just having fun.
Well, I mean, I guess they're going to have some fun before they go into the shoe for fucking a year after starting a riot.
Did you just call it the shoe?
Yeah, dude.
The fuck is the shoe?
Solitary confinement.
Oh.
One problem, though. They didn't have any soccer balls.
Yeah.
So they were using the heads of the rival gang members that they had decapitated as the fucking balls.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, cool. That was the word I thought when I read it.
Oh, what, man? You mean business. Yeah, so you mean business.
That was it, man. I guess they showed them. They not only killed them, cut off their heads, they disrespected them by playing soccer with them.
Hey, look, I'm... As you get into that lifestyle, you got to know what happens, man.
That's truth, man.
If you don't want to be a gangster, if you don't want gangster shit to happen to you, don't be a fucking gangster.
That's
right?
True, and that goes whether you're any sort of cartel,
yep.
Urban gangster, any sort of fucking...
That's why I just work my 9-to-5 and bring my black ass home. I ain't out there in the streets, man.
Yeah, dude, because, yeah, that's... Yeah.
That's cool.
You do fucked up shit happens to you. I mean, it's kind of a tit for tat.
Yeah.
I like tits. Like tats.
I like tats, too.
Yeah, dude, but I don't like both of them happening to me at the same time.
I like tatted tits.
Do you?
I'm not against them. All right,
that's fair.
Like a small flower.
Oh, small flower. All right.
Blue flowers.
Okay. I don't know if this name is right because it was listed twice in the article, but I'm going to go with it. It's Wyala Nori.
Wyala Nori.
34-year-old man from Australia. He had some tough luck. He stole a car. He got caught.
That happened.
Yeah. So he had to go to court for this incident. He goes to court, shows up, does the stuff. He doesn't get any jail time. So I didn't say why he didn't get any jail time, but he's driving away, and he gets pulled over. Leaving court, he gets pulled over.
For what? He stole another car.
He was driving without his license.
Well, yeah, that's illegal. Duh.
Yeah.
Wait, they didn't get him for that in the first place?
I guess maybe in between. But yes, you are correct. The car he drove to court was stolen.
Oh, Jesus.
So he stole a car to drive to court to face charges of stealing a car.
Yeah, I mean, once a criminal, always a criminal, I guess.
Right?
Jeez, right to the end. I don't blame him, man.
All right, I got one more. In Norway, Norwegians use a certain word to describe things as being a chaotic atmosphere or totally slash absolutely slash completely bonkers. They use a word that you probably wouldn't think of that they use.
Scheisse.
No. I was going to ask you what word. It's an American word.
Is it the N-word, Jonas?
No.
It's not the N-word? All right. I'm just making sure. Like, Jesus, this place isn't good.
Wow. In another country, I guess, they want, right?
Yeah, you know.
It doesn't mean you have the same meaning. they use Texas to describe being that.
Hell
so
yeah,
boys. There was from this article, this was a Texas article.
Hook 'em horns.
The phrase is Det var helt Texas. And it translates roughly to it was totally slash absolutely slash completely bonkers or a chaotic atmosphere. It doesn't describe a person. More of an event. The examples they used, there was three different articles that they quoted. One was about an article about reckless truck drivers to where the police chief referred to the situation as absolutely Texas.
Does it have any, like, correlation with the actual Texas?
I don't know. It didn't say.
It just sounds like Texas.
Yeah, I think they do it because they assume Texas is crazy.
That's what I mean. That's, if it has a correlation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what
Texas. The other use was a soccer manager described the situation between two teams before a soccer match as totally Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And a fisherman caught a rare swordfish, and he was describing how it popped out of the water, and he couldn't believe it because it was totally Texas.
I could see that.
Yeah, dude. The thing is, Texas isn't that fucking crazy, dude. Now,
no,
we don't have guns and cowboy hats and horses.
I think it's the way we call it, like something. It's the Wild West out there in Wall Street, or it's the internet is the Wild West.
Yeah, dude,
kind of like that. I think that's, but that's pretty cool. I'm sure that there's a country that uses just America in general.
Oh yeah,
it's like ew. What is that, America? America?
Probably like the worst of the worst.
That bathroom look like America.
Yeah, oh my God, it's totally America in here.
Hey, don't go in there, man. It's America.
It's a whew, Jesus.
Which means you'll get, never mind.
Wow, dude.
Wrong time to make that joke. All right, Jonas. Wrap it up.
Is there anything else you want to touch on today?
Wrap it up, Jonas.
All right. That is all the time we have for today's episode. Please make sure to follow us on twitch.tv/crazytownmedialive. Subscribe to us on YouTube. It's under Crazy Town Media. Or if you don't want to see our faces, which you won't anyway, but you just want to have us sweet nectar of our voices in your ears.
Sweet nectar.
Yeah, dude. What'd you iTunes say? And Spotify. Look for the Crazy Town Podcast.
Ooh.
But for Jonas.
And TNT Dynamite.
We.
And Testicles.
Are.
Out. Oh.